Our first presenter is Scott Walters, and he's a professor of behavioral and community health at the University of North Texas Health Center. His work is centered on translating effective counseling strategies, such as motivational interviewing, to non-traditional settings. This has included phone, computer, and mobile interventions for a variety of health behaviors. His topic is MAPIT, Development and Testing of a Web-Based Intervention Targeting Substance Abuse Treatment in the Criminal Justice System. Welcome, Scott.
Good morning, everyone. Two-thirds of people on probation are considered to be drug-involved. So either they're using drugs or were intoxicated at the time of the crime. Despite that, less than half participate in treatment. So from a motivational perspective, this represents a real opportunity or problem slash opportunity for the criminal justice system. Is there a way that we can retain people in a community corrections setting rather than incarcerating people? Cost ratio is about 50 to 1. Every day you can keep a person in community corrections, probation and parole versus jail, it's about a 50 to 1 cost savings. MAPIT is a web-based intervention. It's a two-session intervention that targets early motivation and planning and reminders for people on probation with drug treatment conditions. It targets three syndemic behaviors that are commonly experienced by people in the criminal justice system, which are criminal behavior, substance use, and HIV risk. It is a fully web-based text. It's on a tablet. People complete it on a tablet in the probation office. They put little headphones on. It's done on a touch screen. It's fully narrated, so people don't. The literacy is not an issue. The whole thing is narrated. People can choose to read or just listen to the narrator's voice. I'll show you just in a minute that we made a decision early on in the development to use a synthetic voice rather than a human voice. From a programmer's perspective, this opened many more opportunities for tailoring, because instead of having pre-recorded tracks that you then just cobble together as you go, nothing is written until a person makes a choice. Based on patterns of how people are responding, the program can dial up or dial down the strength of the language. You're somewhat interested, you're very interested, you're not interested at all. The program can make tailored reflections and summaries. So for you, the main motivation for finishing probation is friends and family. You want to make life better for others. But there are, of course, trade-offs in terms of the voice. We ran a series of focus groups early on where we pitted human voices against computer voices, synthetic voices. We ran altos versus sopranos. We ran males versus females. We ran the script two different ways. In one version, the computer was self-aware. She had a name. She gave herself a name. She called attention to herself. She said, "Tell me what you think." It was very much like a human, but it was a computer voice. And in another version of the script, the computer was not self-aware. It just said, "What do you think?" So it's the "tell me what you think" versus "what do you think?" And ultimately, we settled on a lower register female voice, Jennifer. We called Jennifer. I'm going to just describe the two visits, and I'll play you some clips and answer some of the questions that we commonly encounter about how we did this and what the high points are in our early experience in the clinical trial. So it's a two 45-minute session, and in the first session, there are three main sections about offending behaviors, first of all, criminal justice behaviors, substance use, and HIV risk. Given those three sections, there are parts of motivation and there are parts of planning, and then there's a final section where the person collaborates in setting goals for the next month. They can choose to be texted or emailed, reminded about any of their goals, and that's the first visit. So what I'm going to do is play you just a three-minute segment from an early section. I think this is the offending section, and so you'll see a little bit about the person's criminal justice risk, and how they compare to others in terms of their static risk and their dynamic risk. So these are different indicators that show potential trouble spots of where people might want to pay attention to get the best bang for their buck in terms of being successful on probation.
Most people, you just want to get on with your life. Even a computer can see that. In this session, I want to point out a few things that can help you to move through probation quickly, so you can get on with your life. One way to guess how quickly someone will get through probation is to look at their history, things like family history, or how old they were when they were first arrested. Some of these things may have happened a long time ago, but they can still affect you. In this section, I figured a risk level for you using just your background. The higher the bar, the more challenging that people sometimes find probation to be. Based on your answers, it looks like you're in the high range. This means, compared to others, you may have to work harder to do well on probation. Your overall risk is in the high range. People have all different reactions to this information. What do you think? Was this part of your risk lower, higher, or about what you expected? Okay, it was higher than you expected. Keep in mind that this is just a guess based on your background, that is, things in the past. The next section points out things you can do right now to lower your risk. The last chart showed some parts of your background that might make it easier or harder to succeed on probation. This chart shows things that can influence your probation right now. Just like the last part, this shows you whether you're at low, medium, or high risk compared to other people. If you look at the chart, you'll see that your highest score right now is related to alcohol. But the good news is that all of these things are changeable. Click on each one, and they'll tell you where your score comes from. Some people have the kind of family that puts them at risk. Family includes things like not having a lot of good role models or being unhappy with family relationships. Your score here is in the medium range. Some programs can help with family problems by teaching communication or parenting skills. When people have been drinking, they can make bad decisions, which can lead to social or legal problems. Because of this, people who use alcohol, or people who have a more severe history of alcohol use, sometimes have to work harder to complete probation. Your score here is in the high range.
So that's just a quick section that shows people how they compare to others with different areas. The logic being that if this particular person were going to pay attention to one or more of those areas that might assist them the most to finish probation, you know, the high points there are alcohol and drug use and maybe family. So that's just one section. I'll show you another section that shows a person's risk with different areas of substance use. It's going to start with a series of video clips. One of the things we wanted to do is to brighten the program up and offer people just sort of like little stopping points, little rest points. And so throughout each of the sessions, the 45-minute sessions, there are 3 points where people can just stop and look. And in this section, you're going to see 3 people on probation that are answering a quick little interview question about what were their most important motivators for getting through probation. And the point of this is, one, to give people just sort of a resting point and a little cookie for finishing the section of the program, and also to model certain responses that we're going to then ask for in the next section. So you'll see this here.
Well, I got several reasons I want to finish. One is to finally tell myself I completed something successful. Also, I have a family, got a wife and kids. To be there for them, have more quality time, and also, to help do service work and share with others my experience, strength, and hope, and how I made it through. So really just to be successful once in a life is the most important.
For 4 years, my life has not been my own. It seems like every week, or at least once a month, I have to report what now is. Intensified 3 days out of a 5-day business week. I have to report to another adult and tell them about my whereabouts, my plans, the things I've done, the things that I've done. So I really just want to be more like that.
The most important reason for me finishing probation is just living life, on life's terms, I started out really young as, doing drugs and drinking all the time. And I don't want to go back to that. Being on probation has given me some time to, get my mind right and get my life straight and, finally get some structure in my life,
One important part of doing well on probation is making changes in substance use. I want to give you some information about different substances that might affect your probation. When finished, I'll be interested in what you thought. This section talks about marijuana use. On the assessment, you reported using marijuana on 40 of the past 90 days. This puts you at the 98th percentile of American women. This means that about 98 out of 100 women use less than you. Marijuana use is reported by about 5% of American women. For some people, marijuana use can cause problems with breathing or memory, or lower the body's ability to fight diseases. Based on what you said, your estimated risk of having health or social problems is high compared to others. Would you like to know where this information comes from? I compared your responses to a large national survey, the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, conducted in 2010. The survey interviewed people all over the country about their drug and alcohol use. People sometimes have problems as a result of alcohol or drug use. Some people have only a little trouble, while others have a lot of trouble. Everyone's different. Drug and alcohol problems usually fall into one of six areas. Here's a chart that shows the different areas for you. For each of the areas, it shows whether your responses were in the low, medium, or high range compared to others. The things you experienced most often had to do with personal problems and legal issues.
All right, I'm going to just skip that section. This is the point of this part is to help increase motivation increase motivation so that people will begin to plan, think about what they would like to do with their behaviors over the next 30 days or so. So you heard Jennifer. This is the voice that we picked, Jennifer. The benefit to the voice is that you can do amount of tailoring that really is far and away above what you can do with a human voice, where you have to pre-record all of the tracks. And so here's an example. I won't play you these, but here's an example of two different sort of stock paragraphs. Everything that's underlined is custom. It's custom text, basically. So if there's five different, one, two, three, four, five different decision points where there are five possible combinations, now you're talking about potentially thousands of combinations even within a single paragraph. So that's the potential benefit. You also notice, so we did end up using a lower register female voice. That was the preferred voice. They also were delighted. Just like you, when she said, even a computer can figure that out, you smiled. And that's what our focus groups did. Every time the computer said, help me out here, I'm just a computer, sometimes I need a little extra help, or it's times like this when I love my job. When she would punch with those little comments, our focus group would sit up. They would sit up and their eyes would open and they would have a smile on their face. They were just really delighted by a computer that sort of interacted and had a name and poked fun at herself. So that's the kind of personality we tried to inject into the program throughout. This is the second visit. I'm not able to play you, but I can definitely provide you with some clips. We have these posted on YouTube where you can see some sample clips. It talks about managing cravings. It talks about accessing different social support in different areas. So I'm going to play you just a quick goal reminder section where people are able to set the set email or text reminders.
So here's the part where you can say whether you want to be texted or emailed reminders about your goals. It's your choice. Would you like me to send reminders about any of your goals? On the next page, you can tell me how often to contact you. Great. I'll be happy to do that. Just make sure your number is correct. When it's right, click Next. On the left are your goals. The calendar on the right is for the next month. Just drag each goal to the day where you want me to contact you, and I'll text a reminder. Pretty cool, huh? Just drag the items onto the day.
All right, that'll give you a quick little sample of So just in terms of early user data, these are people's most important reasons for wanting to finish probation. You can see for a lot of people, legal pressure is a motivator. However, there's a whole range of motivators we found, with the largest motivator just being people saying, I'm just tired of this time of my life. I'm sick of this and I want to move on. Just one final slide here. I think it just was interesting to me that although we're paying people to participate in a research trial, we're not paying people to get reminded of their goals. And yet, almost two-thirds of people wanted text or email reminders about their health goals. I just thought that was sort of interesting. And the majority of those wanted reminders via text. This is a little bit about the clinical trial. And happy to answer questions at the end. I can also refer you to a paper. We have a paper in Press, Journal of Substance Abuse Treatment, that describes the intervention.